Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Would love to hear from you today if there's something on your mind. Actually, I had two revelations over the weekend. You want to hear them? You're supposed to say yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. The first is, you know, I was thinking that I'm one of those people who likes to kind of just wander around a neighborhood I've never been in before and pop into some little hole in the wall to get, you know, a snack or lunch or whatever. I'm not doing it this week because I'm doing the food challenge, but and I did one meal over the weekend, but I'm just switching that, you know, and just extending the food challenge now today because I realized that, you know, I mean, you guys can go out too, but I figured, you know, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And but so I had this revelation that I liked one of two places. I either like poking into a place I've never been before, which I think is really fun because, I mean, even if it's a terrible meal, you've never been there before, you don't have to ever do it again, and it's kind of fun. Or I like going to a place where I've been, where I know the owner and I've been there a lot, and they treat me like a little princess. And it occurs to me that that's true, I think, of a lot of things in our lives. That I the middle ground is the one that doesn't, you know, going to a place where there's nothing particularly special about it, that I don't, you know, that it's okay, I've been there before. But that, but I'm kind of I like, and in terms of vacation, I like doing the same thing. I either like to go to a place I've never been before, or a place where I know people and I know the situation. It's just the middle ground, and that was kind of an interesting revelation. Maybe not to you guys, but it was to me. And I think that, are you one of those people that likes to go to the same place over and over again, or do you like to do new stuff or some combination?
I think probably a combination. I'm not against, you know, kind of keeping a routine, or keeping it, you know, simple and you know, kind of going to the same place over and over, because I do kind of like that sense of, you know, consistency
comfort.
And comfort.
Yeah.
So I think a good mix of both is
see, I've always said I really didn't like to that people who go to the same place, that go on vacation the same place every year. I don't quite understand that.
Right. That's something. If I'm going on vacation, which is, you know, ironically, you know, most of the places I've gone on vacation have been for, like, family reunions, which has been primarily, like, Mississippi and St. Louis and those places. I've been other places, too. But yeah, I mean, I think most of the time when you're talking about vacations and places to visit, you want to kind of mix it up.
Well, but there are people I know who go to the same place every, and I've never really understood that. But I know, because I do have a couple of friends who own restaurants, and it's like Cheers. It's, you know, go a place where everybody knows your name.
Yep.
And that there is that kind of fun thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, or somebody where nobody knows, you know, you've never been before, and you may or may not ever go there again. It's just the middle ground of going to a place where it's nothing special, but, you know, that's what actually
does appeal. But it works for you. I mean, it may not be.
I like one or the other. I like either something that I've never been before or something that I know people really well.
Yeah.
And it's just the middle ground. Yeah. All right. So that was revelation number one. Number two, as I said, it was unexpectedly nice day, and thank goodness I grabbed my hat because I was out all day in the sun without any sunblock on. But I had a big floppy hat, so I don't care if my arms get sunburned. I just don't want my face or my chest to, because I get burned really easily. And was kind of wandering around, and ended up, if the next time you guys come to New York, you should definitely do the High Line, which is this kind of urban project, not kind of urban project, it is an urban project that happened in Chelsea, where the old L that was the overhead train that was kind of memorialized in it just went the French Connection with Gene Hackman, the overhead train, and it used to run up, I think, from about 34th Street down to 14th Street, maybe a little farther down. and it was an eyesore, and it was, there were body dumps there, and I mean, it was just horrible. It was really scummy, and Chelsea in those days was much more slummy than it is now. Now it's one of the more expensive places to live in the city. And about, I guess about 10, 12 years ago, it was called Friends of the High Line, and a group of people got together, and they took this old elevated, I think it's six stories up, and they took it over. It may have been deeded to them by the city, but they raised a lot of money, and they did urban sculptures. They left the tracks there, and they left the trestle, and they have different, and all the places they have to sit sort of fit into it, and they've got grass and trees, and it's really, and it's six stories up, so it's got unusual views of the city. And once they started that, it's clear over by the West Side Highway, then that area kind of picked up, and now they've got all these interesting architectural things, and the big deal that you may have read about, because Michelle Obama opened it on Friday, was the Whitney Museum, is an art museum that's dedicated to 20th century American artists, and was up on the Upper East Side and has been for a very long time. And they moved it down to the Meatpacking District, which is called the Meatpacking District because it's where they packed the meat. And right. So, and I used to live in the West Village, and when I was working overnights on the weekend, I would come home at, you know, I would get off the air at 5 o'clock on Monday morning, and would come through, and they would have these, it looked like something out of Rocky. They would have these hunks of, you know, of bloody pork or beef or lamb.
Like that scene where he was, you know, when
he's punching it.
Yeah. Punching the old, yeah.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it looked like. And there would be blood running in the gutters, and it was 5 o'clock in the morning, and all these huge trucks, and it smelled exactly like you expect it to. And, the Meatpacking District was considered certainly a rough area, to say the least. And then it was considered, the Gansevoort Hotel came. Well, actually, the Gansevoort, which is one of the names of the streets, it's the oldest part of the city, and it followed the river, so it's got these little windy streets. And then in the village in the, I guess, the 50s was where the Beat Generation was, and the Meatpacking District has been the Meatpacking District probably since the 20s, if not longer than that. And then, so the West Village and Chelsea sort of grew up around it, and then it had a whole lot of gay bars, and then it had some really chic boutique hotels. And so now, the Whitney, the museum that was started by Gertrude Vanderbilt Whitney in 1931, has now moved from the Upper East Side to the Meatpacking District. And next door to this very interesting sculpture is, in fact, still an ongoing meat packer. They're talking about moving it to Brooklyn. So it's this whole, and the High Line juts into it. They extended it down. So you can walk all the way from the Meatpacking District, which is basically a little bit below 14th Street, about 12th or something, all the way up to Penn Station, or at least 34th Street. And they've extended over to the river. And so I've walked it from 14th Street up, they keep extending it, but I walked down and bumped into the Whitney, and the Whitney has got the new Whitney, which just opened, so I figure I'm not going to go anywhere near it for a while, has got three different tiers of outdoor spaces. So from the High Line, you can see all this, and I'm thinking, I have to do this. So to make a long story short, I went to the Whitney yesterday, and it is this bizarre, I mean, from the outside, it looks like somebody's Lego set that went weird. It's very strange. You can go online and look at the new Whitney. But inside, it's got great space. It has double the space of the original Whitney. And it's clearly, it's almost like an open loft space where you could change the lighting, you can change the doors, you can change the walls. Unfortunately, the collection, I think, is not as good as MoMA's, which is Museum of Modern Art. And, I mean, it's pretty hard to be in the same city as MoMA and still be focused on 20th and 21st century American art. But it's a really fun thing to do, and they've got little chairs outside, and they've got a cafe. So the next time you're in New York, definitely walk the High Line and go to the Whitney, and you can tell them I sent you. And next door you can get a leg of lamb. Or you can get the whole damn lamb. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-37569. If there's something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it. We've got Mother's Day coming up, so I thought we'd, toward the end of the week, we'd talk about your favorite story about your mom. Because that would be kind of fun. Mother's Day is one of those holidays that's kind of a great American institution. We used to do, in the old days, we would do things like send your mother flowers and call up your mom and stuff like that. And so one year I decided that we should do something for Father's Day. I think we didn't get any calls at all. It's just, it's amazing in this society how much we sort of celebrate one and kind of ignore the other. I think Mother's Day is...
I was going to say, that's kind of the... That's kind of Father's Day in a microcosm, isn't it?
It is. It was awful. I mean, yeah. it was kind of embarrassing. And you know, I just thought, well, you know, mothers, fathers, they're both parents. But Mother's Day,
there's always that joke of, well, you know, for Mother's Day, you know, the mother, she gets flowers and she gets dinner and she might get some gifts and that sort of thing. And you know, for Father's Day, he's like he might get like a.
A tie.
Yeah, a new packet of socks or something.
Yeah. There was one Father's Day. I can't remember if it was Father's Day or Christmas now, but my father's one of those people that even when we didn't have any money, he would make sure that he had what he needed. And so basically, it was very hard to buy for. He was also colorblind, so the idea of buying a colorful tie was just not possible. Everything was either maroon, gray, or black. And, because those were the only colors he could distinguish. And so one year, you know, I desperately wanted to buy him something, so I hid one of his gloves. I buried it, literally buried it in the backyard, because then I knew he needed a pair of gloves. I never told him that. I don't think it would have been a wise thing to do. But I think Mother's Day is second only to Valentine's Day in terms of flowers. I think it's second only to Christmas in terms of cards or something, although that probably doesn't make any sense because Valentine's Day probably has more. In terms of eating out, I think it's second only to, like, Thanksgiving. I mean, it's like, number two. In terms of phone calls, I think it's second only to Christmas. So it's number two on all the money spent, the cards, the flowers, the reservations, the whole thing. And Father's Day isn't even in the top, like, 500, I think. It's just, I don't know. And, I mean, how often when you see a football player who's just been a touchdown, they always say, hi, Mom. They never say, hi, Dad.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
And I know all the nasty comments you guys are thinking, but yeah, I don't want to hear it. Right? Well, up until fairly recently, you know, who knew? So that we'll do that toward the end of the week if you can call in and tell me your favorite story about your mom. I think we should still do it for Father's Day. I'm going to be stubborn about it, which means we'll get no phone calls and no comments. But, you know, look, I can only do what I can do. You guys are going to have to do the rest of it. All right. How about an email here? Yes?
Well, let's do it. This email is from Kimberly. Kimberly said, okay. Dr. Joy, I moved back to my hometown and hooked up with my high school sweetheart. We got married, and now I feel as though I have made a huge mistake.
Oops.
I love him, but not in the way I should be, not in the way I should to be married to him. I don't miss him when he's away and cringe when he calls and says he's coming home. I just don't want to spend time with him. How do I get out of this? I have twin 14-year-old daughters, and they don't really like him. I married him to give him health insurance and then thought it would be a fairy tale ending. It isn't. I don't want to be married, and I told him that, and he talked me into it. He is overweight, and I have a long history of helping people and thought I could, quote, fix him. He had high blood pressure, untreated, and I made him go to the medical doctor and get on meds. I am a nurse and always end up making everyone else happy and sacrificing myself. I cannot picture myself staying with him, and I think I should end it. But I left him before we were together 30 years ago. I am so mad at myself and sad. Help.
Okay. I think you need to be probably a little harsher with yourself about why you're in this. I mean, I get that you're a helper and good for you and a caretaker, and that's not bad. I think, you know, that most women, we use the term codependent, but we never use it about men, right? We just use it about women because we're really socialized to be helpful, and I think that it's part of the pleasure of our lives as well as the strength. But first of all, we have no idea how long she's been married, right?
Didn't say, I don't think so.
I know she knew him 30 years ago and she's got 14-year-olds, but I don't know how long, they've been married. But let me give you an overview here. First of all, I mean, you're saying you married him for his health insurance, so there was obviously something in it for you. And you obviously were focused on
She said I married him to give him health insurance.
Oh, to give him health insurance. Yeah. Well, but obviously you also believed in a fairy tale ending, so there was a part of you. The deal may be that both of you fell in love with who both of you were 30 years ago. And there is, you know, it's one of the reasons why when people do their high school reunions, I suggest that if they're married that they take their spouse or don't go, because there is that nostalgic factor that is very seductive. So, but at this moment, you're married, and so what I would suggest, and you're going to hate this, is the two of you go find a marriage counselor and see if there's something there that is the basis of friendship. That, look, you're not going to feel the same way about him that you did when you were, let's see, if you were 30 years ago and you were high school, so you're probably like 48, something like that, all right? Late 40s. I mean, you're not going to feel that way. And even if you were still married to him, and even if you found, if there's somebody that you felt that way, instantaneously, which you probably did for a while with him, it's not necessarily going to last, because we know that those feelings, while very powerful and very seductive, do not last very long. And then you settle into something that's a little more sustainable. So the question is, at this moment, before you decide to walk out on this dude, do a little bit of work. See, for example, if he lost weight, if he put some serious effort into losing weight, would that make you feel that he was doing something for you? Would you find him more sexually attractive? I mean, the 14-year-olds aren't going to like anybody, so I think that they don't actually get much of a vote here, unless he's, I mean, it doesn't sound to me he's abusive or anything else. And, you know, the moment you allow 14-year-olds to determine your social or your sex life, you're in trouble. They're not going to pay any attention to you about their social or sex life, and you shouldn't pay any attention to them either. So you've moved back. I assume that you're still working, I hope, because it sounds like that's going to be one of the things that is going to be sustaining to you. And do a little work. And I'm not saying you have to stay married to him. I'm saying, but the two of you, you don't want to end up enemies. That there was something there 30 years ago, and there had to have been something when you moved back home. And so see if you can kind of reconstitute that. You have really not much to lose. It's not like you're rushing into something. I don't know how long you've been married to him. I don't know how long the two of you dated before you got married. Both of those would be helpful pieces of information. But given the fact that that's where you are right now, do a little work. You have really nothing to lose except a little bit of time. And you don't want to wound him. You don't want to feel guilty. And see if you can figure out a bunch of things. Number one, what's really going on here? Second of all, getting a slightly more realistic view of him and you, and what both of you need from each other. So maybe you'll at least end up friends with each other, and friendship may not be a terrible basis for going forward. I'm not saying you have to stay married to him, but I'm saying, given the fact that you're already there, why don't you do some work and find out what you can do, what you want from him, what he wants from you. But be careful about equating the current situation with what it was 30 years ago. I mean, you're not an 18-year-old anymore, and will never be again. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I thought of something we should put up on Facebook, Manny. I went to see a play over the weekend. I know that this one comes a great shock, but it was so bad, I really seriously thought about walking out on it. I mean, and so one of my questions on Facebook was, is there ever a situation that you felt like, no, even though you paid for it, you were going to walk out on it? Have you ever walked out on anything?
I know I have. I'm just trying to think of something specifically.
Well, you have until people on Facebook come up with something to figure it out. But I mean, my problem is, I've walked out I can actually remember the name of the movie, which I'm not going to tell you, but it was, I thought it was so brutal and so unpleasant that I just walked out on it. The problem is that the publicist will call me the next day and said, I hear you walked out. And so the question becomes, do I lie and say, well, I was sick, or just say, look, it wasn't my style, you know, my kind of movie, and, you know, I'm not going to review it. I just had such an adverse reaction to it. And this play I probably am not going to review, but all I could think about was it was badly written, badly acted, badly conceived. Just and I really did think a lot of people left. And but it's one of the problems about sort of people knowing who you are is that it sort of resonates more. And I did say to somebody the theater manager, I said, I want the 2 hours of my life back. He said, you didn't like it, huh? And I said, no, I thought about walking out. And he said, you're too classy to do that. And I thought, no, I'm not. I want that time back. So let's put up, have you ever walked out on anything? And what was it and why?
Okay.
But I, as I said, it doesn't happen very often. It also, every time this happens, it reminds me of my friend Joel Siegel, who was a fairly well-known movie critic. And he, toward the end of his life, he had a number of cancers that he survived. But toward the end of his life, he was sick and he was cranky, which is certainly understandable. And I remember being at a screening with him and standing up after it had started. And he was sitting in the first row. He used to sit in the first row a lot and stood up in front of the movie screen, you know, and there were a bunch of us there and saying, this sucks. Life is too short for this, and didn't walk out. He stormed out. I've never forgotten that. You know, I guess freedom's just another word for another left to lose, because he was just not going to spend another second there, and he didn't.
I remember. It just came to mind. I remember a movie that I walked out on.
What?
Lady in the Water.
That was a pretty awful movie.
Yeah, I got. Yeah. I think I was.
Wasn't Harrison Ford in that?
No, it was what's his name? Paul Giamatti. I think was it, because it was.
Oh, there are a whole bunch of people in it, yeah. But it was let's see,
Bryce
Lady
Dallas
in the Water,
Howard.
Paul Giamatti, Bill Irwin. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, Bryce Dallas Howard, Ron Howard's daughter.
Yeah.
Yep, she played the Lady in the Water, basically.
Yeah, it was. I remember. You remember that? It really was awful.
Yeah, fantasy. It was. I remember.
Bryce
I remember,
Dallas Howard. That's right. She was awful in it.
Yeah, I remember seeing the movie. I remember walking out about 35 or 40 minutes into it. And then I remember renting it later when it came out on video, renting it later just because I was at that time, I was just, well, I figured what the hell. I was curious about it just to see how it finished up, to see if it got any better. And nope.
Jeffrey Wright was also in it. Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I remember, I'll tell you the movie just because. Which was called Fisting. And I think, I'm trying to remember who was in it. I vaguely remember Al Pacino, but I'm not sure that that's true. And it was about the sort of the gay sort of bathhouse scene. And it was very, but it was very, very violent.
Hmm.
They don't even have it listed. Maybe that's not the name of it.
What was the name of it? Or what was the name you
Fisting,
think it was?
But I'm not sure that was the name of it. Because it doesn't show up. Let's see. All right, I'll figure it out. All right, so let's, in the meantime, while I'm trying to figure out what the name of the movie was, maybe I've just, it was so bad that I just...
And who was it? Who was in it?
I vaguely remember Al Pacino in it.
Okay.
But...
Was it an older movie or what?
Oh, yeah, it was like 25 years ago or something.
Okay.
It was, I vaguely remember it in black and white, but it probably wasn't.
Okay. Hmm.
All right, so let's let's do an email here. Is that what we did? Oh no, that isn't what we're going to do. What we decided we're going to do is talking about parenting, because I was talking about Mother's Day. We were talking about.
I think we're on checklist. Was the checklist?
Oh, that's, is that, you're right. That's right. We're going to do parenting later in the week when we're talking about moms. That's true. We were talking about, do you ever use checklists? What and when and what for what? Because I'm a fan of checklists.
Yeah, you know, I don't. I don't think I've
checklist person?
I've never, even when I go to the grocery store, I just walk in and I just go up and down the aisles, and if I see something that I need, I grab it.
you're going to have this whole different experience because you can't have more than $42 for the next 7 days.
I know.
And I tend to make grocery lists mostly when I run out of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this one I actually figured out sort of the menus more or less. But you're going to see if you don't need to make a list for this. Maybe you can do without it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see how you do. It was called Cruising.
The movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it did have Al Pacino in it?
It did.
Okay.
And it was awful.
All right. So checklists. We'll start with Marquita.
1980
was the movie.
Okay. Movie is a stark portrayal of life among a group of heroin addicts.
Huh.
It was directed by William Friedkin, starred Al Pacino. So I got close, but just not quite cigar. Okay, keep going.
We'll start with Marquita, and she says, yes, she does use checklist. She says, groceries, house cleaning, packing for trips, creative projects, and to help with that overwhelming feeling of having way too much to do and way too little time in which to do it all.
Yeah, I guess that's part of it. I think I do it as much so when I keep paper and pencil beside my bed, and when I can't go to sleep at night because that little hamster is going on the wheel, that's when I'll write it down, because I figure at least if it's written down, then I don't have to keep sort of reminding myself to remember.
Wendy says, always, for a grocery market list, and vacation packing list, and an ongoing look it up on the internet list.
There you go.
Stephanie says, I develop my own calendars with each square containing important details. Comes in real handy for vacation planning when I cross the international date line and I skip a day or go back in time.
Wow, that's a pretty interesting reason to do it. You know, I notice especially because I'm eating in a way that's not very common. You know, usually I just kind of wander around and see what's in my freezer or what's in my refrigerator and what I feel like eating and, you know, what else I'm going to be doing for the rest of the week, so I know when I can hit the high-calorie stuff or when not to. But with this stuff, you know, that I couldn't do more than $42 for 7 days, I actually wrote out the meals, which I never do. I mean, I never do menus because I keep things like chicken breasts in the freezer. I keep things like Boca burgers in the freezer. I keep things like special kinds of bread. I also keep chocolate chips in the freezer. Or someone gave me this huge, wonderful chocolate cake, which I sort of chopped up and put in the freezer. I can't eat any of that because it wasn't bought with this money. So, you know, and so I think I'll have a Boca burger for dinner. I can't do that. I can only eat the stuff that I bought. So
We're gonna make you a
list maker, Manny.
Probably.
You'll find out. Well, but I mean, it's the thing is exactly as you say. It's a way of organizing things. It's a way of keeping track of things, and it's a way of feeling that you have some control over things that are sort of trying to get away from you, especially when you're a little stressed. Do you make a checklist for the program of things you have to do before you go on the air?
Not really. I mean, I think at this point I always kind of have an idea of exactly, you know.
Yeah, you've been doing it for long enough.
Yeah. I think the first few days when I kind of took over for Shane, it was kind of, I don't know if I really put a list together, but I would keep, you know, previous emails, prep emails that I would send to you, I would have them in front of me and kind of go off of that format.
Let me ask you a question. Because you've been the best of any of my producers about not having to be reminded about DVDs or theater or movies. Did you put that on a list or you just remembered it?
I just remember. I just know that, you know, we do DVDs on Tuesdays, theater on Wednesdays, and movies and theaters on Thursdays.
I know we do, but you're the only producer I've ever had, including the adorable Trevor, who's we're breaking in, or breaking as the case may be, because he forgot. And I've never once had to remind you, I don't think.
Yeah.
So I just was curious. But you don't do it with, so you'll have to tell us what your secret is. But come back. You got one more segment before we're finished for the day. And we'll come back and talk about what things you put on your list and why. Crossing the international date line, that's pretty sexy. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Manny, this is a question you can't peek. And in 1871, the first season of the first professional baseball league started. Do you know what town or what state?
I can't remember.
I never would have guessed this. If you'd said basketball, I might have guessed this. But Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Really?
I know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I never would have guessed
Fort
that.
Wayne,
would you?
Yeah, Fort Wayne, Indiana, probably, if you would have asked me, you know, when was the first kind of, I guess, organized professional basketball game played? I would have guessed, you know, Fort Wayne,
Indiana,
or,
yeah,
or somewhere
but this
in Indiana.
Is baseball. Yeah, no, this is baseball. Okay. The United States began construction of the Panama Canal, and the fourth was with them. Al Capone began serving an 11-year prison sentence for tax evasion. They never got him for anything else.
Yeah.
On this day in 1946, the Marines from Treasure Island Naval Base stepped in to stop a riot at Alcatraz. I was actually in the Treasure Island Naval Base during the San Francisco earthquake.
Really?
And getting across that bridge was one of the scariest things I've ever done. Yeah, my brother is in the Naval Reserves, and I was in San Francisco, and I was working for ABC at the time, and they wanted a report, so they got me to Treasure Island, and the bridge was. I mean, the bridge was falling down. It was a scary thing. There were no lights. Let me tell you about flying into a city with no lights. It is a scary thing. I mean, just because it's so abnormal.
Yeah.
Ernest Hemingway won the Pulitzer for The Old Man and the Sea on this day in 1953, which is, 62 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
In 1959, the first Grammy Awards were held.
Hmm.
Hard to believe, that's all. The Freedom Riders began a bus trip through the South in 1961.
Yep.
An all-female Japanese team reached the summit of Manaslu, becoming the first woman to climb an 8,000-meter peak.
Hmm.
I don't know. Every time I watch Everest, I mean, there is something about that that I have the same reaction to movies that are about Everest that I do about the Titanic. It stops my heart. For both of them, because you know what's going to happen, and there's something so both heroic and impossibly tragic about both. I don't know. Margaret Thatcher became the first female Prime Minister of the UK in 1979, and probably one of the most disliked people in human history. But I wonder if she was a man and had done the same thing. There just seems to be more antipathy focused on female politicians than male politicians, don't you think?
Yeah. I think so.
We could call it either the Margaret phenomenon or the Hillary phenomenon, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, let's finish up. And I'm sure that that Margaret had lists. I don't know why I think she had lists. But in the audience, you know, the play with Helen Mirren, Judith Ivey plays Margaret Thatcher. I love Judith Ivey for a lot of reasons. First of all, she's a fellow Texan. Or I'm not really a Texan, as you know. I'm from New Orleans, but I went to school in Texas. And she also played a psychologist in a murder mystery on Broadway, and she came and sat in on my program. She was a radio psychologist to find out how to do it. So she's one of my faves, and she's always nice to me. So anybody who's nice to me, I like. All right, let's hear the end of our list.
Sally Ann says, my husband hates that I don't use checklists. I am so disorganized. And it would help if I did. I'm not sure why I won't. Is there something wrong with my brain, Dr. Joy?
No, I don't think it's something wrong with your brain. I think you're probably doing a little acting out here. Try it. I mean, try it on something that you want to try, not because your husband says it or wants you to do it. But, you know, you may be unconsciously succumbing to that. I'd love to know which order, which member you are in the family. Silly little me. You know, if I only had more time, I could do it. My guess is that you're still playing Flibbertigibbet, and that's an expensive role to play. So don't tell your husband about it, and you don't even have to do it for me. But make a list, for example, of what you want to get done tomorrow, and see what happens. See if it doesn't give you, and you don't have to tell anybody about it. You don't have to show them the list. Just see if it isn't a way for you to organize yourself, because I think that's what we're really talking about. It also is a way for you to focus on what you're doing as opposed to what you should be doing. Okay? Try it, and then you can call and let me know. But I don't think there's something wrong with your brain. I just think that it's a way that you've invested in a different kind of self-image than is very useful for you right now. So try it. Don't tell anybody, just try it.
Flibbertigibbet. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Flibbertigibbet? I don't even know where I got that from. I am, as you know, I'm kind of like the lint filter for terms. I just sort of pick them up. I have no idea where they came from.
Stephanie says, I often make a list to keep track of all the lists I've made so that I remember to check them.
You know what? I'll tell you, I know exactly what you're saying, as I can't remember where I put my list. Is I have a whole bunch. I'm sitting here. I have three spiral notebooks in front of me of various sizes and shape. One I use for the program every day. It's one of the reasons I can remember that you called me a year ago about a bus, you know, about a bicycle ride to San Francisco. I have one that for the systems that I have where I have to figure out if, you know, how to connect and things like that. And then I have one for miscellaneous stuff. So I have, I'm a list maker, as you can hear. Robert, I don't have a whole lot of time, but you're on the air. Howdy.
Yes, Doctor, I was just listening to you on the radio with respect to dates in history and Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah?
You mentioned that she was totally one of the most disliked women.
Well, politicians, because, yeah.
Well, that's not true, really, because if you grew up in England in the 80s, you realized how powerful and how good she was for the country.
Well, but she was also, she was very divisive, don't you think?
She was very strong as a
yeah, I have no question. No question.
And I think she played a part, and the liberal media were able to tear her apart because they were in support of the union.
Well, no, I'm not disagreeing. I wasn't saying she was a bad prime minister. I'm saying that I think, first of all, that she, you're right, she was very strong. But my point was that I thought she was more vilified because she was a woman that if she'd had exactly the same policies as a man, don't you think?
Oh, well, unfortunately, she came about when there were some very weak British male prime ministers before her.
Yep. Well, Robert... My point is that as a woman, that she probably got more vilified because she was a woman. If a male had had the same policies, he probably would have gotten less heat, don't you think?
I agree with you, but only by the ignorant. Those who are actually seeing the benefits from the country realized that had nothing to do with her being a man or a woman. Had to do with her policies and her position as a strong woman, but I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't criticizing her. I was just saying that that she was, you know, either loved or hated. And as you point out, the liberals really didn't like her very much. But I appreciate Robert. Thank you for your perspective, especially somebody who lived there. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.